Hot 1027. Hot 1027.
Hey, we've got Sona in the studio. Good morning, Reverend Sona. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thanks. And you?
I'm very well, thank you. What are we talking about today?
I want to know first, I wonder how you feel about insects, spiders?
Bit of a nightmare. We had a big rain spider yesterday and it caused absolute pandemonium in the family. Absolute pandemonium.
I know, and it's still just a spider. It's actually not the spider that causes the chaos. It's our reaction to it.
You would have thought it was a cobra, a spitting one, by the way that my 18-year-old reacted.
And it's very interesting you say that, because I'm going to tell a story about a cobra now.
Oh, okay.
So my mom had an absolute phobia about insects and spiders, and she would scream and scream and scream. And I must have been about five. We were sitting on the veranda, and we lived opposite a golf course. It was fairly rural at that stage.
Yes.
And a locust came and joined us for tea. So my dad caught it, and he pretended to throw it at her. Then he threw it to, horrible.
That is horrible.
We had Siamese cats on the lawn, so he threw it to them, thinking they would play with it. But they took no notice of it at all.
Oh.
So he looked more closely, and they were busy with the Cape Cobra.
Oh, wow.
And they were really controlling the snake that was trying to make its way towards the veranda.
Yes.
And one would go behind and hit it, one would go in front and hit it. And their response was amazing to watch. It didn't cause a good reaction in any of us. My mom ran inside screaming. My dad ran to get a spade, and he told me to watch that snake. Until he got back. And of course, in those days, there wasn't a thing like environmentally friendly, so he did kill the snake.
Yes.
And it went to nursery school with me in methylated spirits.
Oh.
But my point is, as an adult, when I look back on that, the snake was just a snake. The locust is just a locust. They're not actually chaos.
No.
But our reaction to them causes that chaos.
That's quite right.
And I had a wonderful example of how, instead of reacting, we should respond to things on Tuesday night.
Yes.
As you know, petrol was going up, so I remembered late that we needed petrol.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to the petrol station, and it could have been chaotic, except for one petrol pump attendant.
Yes.
So there were cars everywhere. One man leapt out his car screaming and shouting, and this petrol pump attendant went up to him and spoke to him. I don't know what he said. The man calmly got back in, and I ended up next to this man filling up, and we had to share the petrol pump attendant. And as he went to pay, this petrol pump attendant said to this man, "Sir, I just want to say something to you." He said, "Are you okay with the way you reacted just now? Do you not think that perhaps practicing a bit of patience would help you in life?" And he had this long, deep philosophical discussion with this man. Then he came to me and he said, "So how did you feel about the man's reaction, and how did it make you feel?" And I said, people are frustrated, they're tired, they're hungry, they're wondering if you're going to run out of petrol, they're upset with the petrol price going up. And he said, "Yes, but we can practice patience, can't we?"
Wow.
And we ended up having this discussion, but his tone, the way he addressed it, just calmed everything down.
Yeah.
And it made me realize that in life, we're all faced with a whole lot of challenges at the moment. People are complaining things are chaotic, but it's not your boss shouting at you that's chaotic. It's not actually the traffic that's chaotic. It's our reaction to it. And so I think we need to start practicing the pause, where you pause, you think, you allow the emotion to die down, and then you respond. And it has a much better outcome for all of us. And you feel much better about life when we do that. And so today, no matter what you're facing, let's practice that pause. Breathe, calm down, think about it, and then respond. And I read a beautiful thing that said happiness, a person who's happy, it's not because everything's right in their life. It's because their attitude towards life is right.
That is so right.
Yes. And so let's just have a good day.
I've got to tell you, I don't come from a family of panickers unless there's a spider.
Yes.
Know. Okay. So there are elements of panic that obviously spring up from time to time. But when the children sort of injured themselves, we weren't the panickers. We'd sit there and go, "Oh, it'll be okay." My one son still talks about his finger, which is like bent into various shapes. And we said, "Ah, it's fine. It'll be all right. Just a little sprain." And in reality, it probably was broken in three different places. But anyway. I was told by a boss of mine many, many years ago, don't react to things at 100 miles an hour. And I was enthusiastic and opinionated, and I wanted to get my way, or I wanted to get the right way, what I considered to be the right way. And she always said to me, just sit on your hands.
Yes.
And literally, physically, if you're in a meeting and you're getting uptight about something, put your hands under your legs. Just sit on your hands, take a deep breath, and you know what? You'll come up with a rational answer, which is actually far better than reacting immediately.
And sit on your hands before you press send on an email or a WhatsApp.
Oh, yes. or try and unplug it rather quickly.
Yes.
Yes. Well, thank you for coming in.
Thank you. God bless. Have a good day.
You too, Shona.
Hot 102.7.